Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, everyone. Oh, it's so nice to be here on Wednesday. And our seasonal allergies seem to be a little bit low side.
Yeah, I'm not really. Well, it seems to be working now, you notice.
Yes.
Yeah. Take it.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. It seems to be in the evening, you notice, to get sidetracked. So
and you know, it's funny, but people don't have seasonal allergies. No idea how maddening it can be with them.
So the season's pretty. Year basically for me, unless it's the actual snow there and ice and blow
through. Right.
But anyway, all right, go ahead, Deb.
So welcome away, everybody to the show, Aaron to go right here on Talk Radio. We got quite a list building,
yeah,
so we won't waste a lot of time with our jibber jabber at the start. All right, first of all, I want to remind everyone, especially to those who are brand new with us, know the readings conducted here. Ordinary playing cards. So the distinction needs to be made. We're not dealing with tarot or any other type of card. We'll, though, be giving angel card reading after you get one from me. And, you know, I think Jim will agree. Are we having an issue?
Not really. I'll be a little choppy. I didn't switch my internet over to, but we're good. Sorry. It's a little choppy.
Well,
we'll just talk slowly.
Best.
We'll repeat the best we can, but otherwise we're good. I'm sorry.
Okay. Jim will, you know, I think that he will verify that often the angel card coincides beautifully with the reading as it accompanies the insights that you've been given. Now, remember, this method deals with two important tools, choice and change. While we will be perceiving your path to the future, there may be things on it that you want to change. Maybe or the way a relationship is evolving. I mean, there's all sorts of different situations that we can actually improve as we follow our path to the future. At the same time, there may be things we want to choose or use, and we can eradicate that off of our as well.
You're a poet, you don't even know.
I know.
Choose.
I like that.
All right.
Yeah, so bear that in mind, and that's what we'll do. We'll look at your card reading, and what we do is kind of coach you along a little bit, your inclinations are, and try some options for you. All righty then. I'm going to move this over to Jim Bobagan.
I'm going to expedite this. We have a lot of callers.
Yes.
And the faster I do this, the more callers we get. And which that number is 1-5-6-6-7-6 for those who are not called in. For those that are on hold, you are listening to the show. And basically, we're going to put you on hold and you'll be able to hear the show. So everything's good when you can hear the show. We see you on a list. You're not going to be forgotten. I've got a little file where I make sure I get the order straight because it lays them in the proper order. People call. So
you don't save your phone by they go away as we do.
I don't even remember their anything else.
That their reception might be a little.
I didn't get a chance yet.
Okay.
When we take a call, that's the thing to keep the game is tasking that you were probably because to do something. And all these things matter because you're not on the street across town, you're on the internet, it's kind of blown up and great rapidly. Now, we might be a little bit too that, you know, even though she's like saying goodbye to you, it's not really a her goodbye, and I will play a little harp song to remind you.
Exactly.
I shall do so. All right, I like how we're starting off here. We're going to start off with always the mystery, all one. So Skype caller, all ones, welcome. You are the first caller.
Oh, hi. This is Wendy from California. And I'm a lady. Thank you. Yes. Not hearing you very well, but just wanted to let you know, I think you might remember me. The county was supposed to, they're checking all the apartments, and they were supposed to come by our apartment on a very, very legal-looking notice between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m., and guess what? They never showed up. I would consider that a contract.
You know, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
Oh, really? Why?
Go. Because I saw this as a somewhat iffy deal in your cards, for lack of better words. I did see, I mean, we were talking about it. But I had a suspicion, and I didn't want to put it there in case I got you all excited. They're not coming. And then, boom, they came. So.
Was it like a bluff? Are they going to try to reschedule for tomorrow or another day or forget it?
Well, is that the question that you want to put into your reading? I mean, yeah, the question for reading.
Oh, the phone is cutting out, so I'm not hearing. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, too.
Would you like to know your reading and more about that?
It's really kind of choppy phone connection. I apologize. I don't know why.
Would you like to know more about that subject?
Oh, sure. Are they going to put another notice on our door to come by tomorrow or in a week, or are they just going to call it, forget it?
All right, that's what I'm doing to answer questions about those who are coming for an inspection in her building. People who might be new and are interested, I'm the 24 card layout. Not just a quick pull of a couple of cards. I know others do that in that method. Myself, I would first of all use what I'm going to use in a private session with you. And also, it gives me more to work with to see, you know, full enchilada as far as your life is concerned. So,
yeah.
Well, when they did already and then they didn't show up, it's kind of like it was a dress rehearsal, you know, and then they.
Cards are going down.
Wendy, do you hear me?
Well, from my point of view, it was a very legal-looking document, and
Wendy, I think they found what they were looking for, and I think it was more structural than anything else.
Okay, good.
So the only thing you might have to deal with now, say a letter coming saying we're going to be doing some work, or you know what I mean, putting up scaffolding, or you know how they have
okay.
to have, yeah, but I
okay
I see here, you could deal with that very easily.
Okay, yeah, so they're not coming in this apartment. They figured out what they needed to figure out.
at this point
and guess,
in time.
Guess what I did last night?
I
pulled out my hearing aid, and half of it is still inside my ear, so I have to go tomorrow to the audiologist to have it taken out of my ear.
Oh, you poor thing. It's one thing after another. I think
I want Easy Street now, please. Easy button.
And, you know, that's what I see is ahead for you. Some really good things coming. Yeah, so embrace. Let's put our hands out to
Tina from UNM. She sent me the form so they can do automatic deposit. She thought she had sent it to me, but the application was not there. But we're still waiting to hear from her clinical team.
Great, great. Now, stay on them. Keep your little whip out and keep, you know, them a little nudge so that they don't drift away. That sounds wonderful. Okay, angels time.
I called the Department of Insurance, and they want very much to move forward and handle it from here. They want me to do a complaint, so I confirmed that they would.
Stand by for your angel card reading. Subject is Divine Order, Archangel Raguel. Raguel. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see underlying order.
There it is.
Yeah, I think
I love that they want you to file a complaint. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And thank you for being us.
We look forward to you calling again.
Yes, we will.
God bless you both. What a wonderful show you have, both of
you. Thank you. Wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And the same to you.
All righty. We are going to keep on because we've got the nice, a big, a happy list. Oh, nice, the big, happy list. All right. I don't know why I made a fake accent. We're going to go to area 520, which is out in the state of Arizona. 520.
Arizona.
They don't know they're on yet because I forgot to put them on.
What?
520. Go from Arizona. 520.
Hi.
Hi.
What is your first name? We're doing good. How are you?
Good. I'm Lisa. Thank you.
Did you say Lisa?
Yes, ma'am. Lisa.
Okay. Hi, Lisa. Good to hear from you. How are things going?
Great. I was going to ask you, ma'am, if you could see tomorrow I'm meeting with a professional consultant. Do you see me coming out of that meeting happy, pleased, content?
Good question.
Very good question.
That's a very good question. Spot on. When people ask very precise questions like that,
yes,
that will really typically get you a better reading than just saying, what do you see next? You know?
Is this concerning employment?
God, no. I'm good on that. I'm well taken care of on that. No, it has nothing to do with that.
Okay.
No. Okay. What it might be that you see is, you know, how I will proceed with that individual that I'm meeting, you know, if I'm going to hire him or whatever.
Okay. All right. Understood. So it's not directly job related, but the word hire, she may hire
hiring
them. So that can be the
service.
Job. She hasn't put your card, she hasn't seen anything yet. They're going down right now as we speak.
And you know, are amazing when it comes to having to make decisions of this type. They can tell us things like, you know. Go ahead, Lisa.
I'm sorry?
Oh,
is
your connection, is her connection good?
Well, I think my connection is better than it was with the last caller because I heard how bad it was with the last call, but I think I don't hear the static that I heard on the last call.
Well, that's good. Well, the cards are down, so stand by.
Thank you.
I really think you're not going to come away with all of the information that you need. There's a essential card here that is saying to me is being withheld. So be very, very clear in this.
It's a meeting.
Yeah.
A potential consultant she may hire.
Yes, be very, very clear and listen to your gut, because, oh, I think you would be most frustrated and disappointed. Are a mountain of delays and things that don't add up. I mean, I don't like that card of secrecy. It can mean things being held for view, things not being said.
Maybe they have some negative things that have happened in their consulting in the past. Talk about maybe.
And I feel
he came highly recommended.
His
secretary. In addition to being highly recommended, his secretary tells me, you know, what a nice person he is. I know that sounds weird for me to say because it is a secretary, but
right.
I don't know. We'll see. I just
want to be aware that you want to make sure you're getting everything, clearly, specifically, and with no crazy stuff around.
Yeah, just, basically, I mean, highly recommended, but still it doesn't hurt to be a skeptical.
That's what I say. Don't go in there absolutely in love with him.
Be cautious like you didn't know they were highly recommended.
Yeah. But then I wouldn't be surprised if there's nothing. There is complete transparency. See, the card's warning to you right now. It's a cautionary note to make sure. It's like you're going on a blind date and you want to make sure that everything you're hearing is, what do you want to call it? Like on the up and up.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. And she probably, since she's getting into that meeting,
I think you're
going to keep those things in the back of the how he already was anyway, but it doesn't hurt to get reminded.
It
does.
And if you come to the point in the meeting where you feel, hey, man, my guy, then follow that, because I do here under my favorite designation, sure to come
true.
I do see that you are ultimately going to make the right decision, and it'll be a good one. Not necessarily just about him, whomever you choose. So,
okay, thank you.
Now we're going to give you an angel card.
Your angel card reading. Subject, take back your power. Archangel Raziel, use your God-given power and intention to manifest blessings in your life.
That's great.
So remember, you need power at your meeting.
Boy, I wish I had that.
Yeah, you have
that.
You're the one doing the hiring. It's your power.
Yeah, you're the one in charge.
Recommended, friendly, whatever. You have the power.
And if you sense there is some fancy foot going on, listen to your heart
that. You can just, you don't have to make a decision on the spot. You can say, you know what, I'm going to get back with you. And then you can do a little more people if you need to.
Right.
But you know that probably.
Right. I thank you so much. I know there's probably a huge line, and I don't want to hog up your whole time, but thank you very, very much. I'll continue listening. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Lisa.
Sure. And we welcome everybody to call every single show. And if you do so, and you called early, that's why you waited so long and got on so fast. If you get a reading every time, it'll get better and better, especially if it's really the same subject matter. It's amazing how clear that gets.
The clarity really builds.
Yeah.
And we will be on Friday,
Yeah, do not be afraid to call every single show.
I'd love to get your impression after the consult.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, definitely. Sometimes we like some, and maybe you want to talk about it some more anyway.
Yeah, and find out how about you.
Or any other subject you may want to discuss.
All right.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Lisa. We shall talk again.
Yes, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right. That was good.
Very nice.
I like so far.
These helps your reading. Come in with specifics.
International shout out to our Laura from
Canada. Laura!
Oh, Canada. Yeah, Laura.
Don't worry, he's not giving up his day job.
there's nothing I would give my day job for. All right, anyway. We're going to keep on in to hit, attack that call list. Let me make sure I actually turn it on. We're going to go to area code 509, Washington. Please, if you're on speakerphone, please do not. Welcome, 509.
Hi, who are we speaking to?
Yes, my name is Erica, and good afternoon.
Erica. Hello.
Welcome.
Hi. Yeah, thank you.
Are you new to the show?
What was the question?
Are you new to the show? Is this your first time?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, good. We love newcomers.
Welcome.
Well, tell
me. Well, since you're the love doctor, I was curious to know what my future husband, if you see one in the future, will be like in terms of, you know, personality, or even if you can describe him physically, like, you know.
All right.
That's kind of cool.
We'll do our best. Are you in a relationship now?
I'm dating somebody, but I don't think that there's going to be a future, long future.
you don't think the one.
So this is Mr. Right Now.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with
there
it.
There is nothing wrong with the right now. You know, it's not meant. You know, how often does a person, like, become 18, 19 years old and find right away? You know, that's on TV mostly.
She even age 30.
I'm just saying. So, I mean, yeah, they see it all the time. Well, you can watch those life. Oh, look at that. But come on. You know, there's going to be lots of dates and mates and girlfriend, boyfriends on the way until you probably find the right one. And she knows that.
So I'm laying out your cards, Erica, and we'll see what we will see.
We shall see what we shall see.
Are very accurate when it comes to matters of the...
They are. Hey, yeah. I've got a question.
For who?
For her. Oh. She's out in the great state of Washington. It is a pretty cool state. What's your weather like out there? It's typically not a kill-me, murder-me, death-hot climate. How's it been?
It's not, but last week we've been having, like, a wave of extra hot. So it was, like 105, 106, and that's really very rare.
That
so
is crazy.
We were testing last week.
I do remember, and I want to throw a number out there, like 10, probably longer than 10 years ago, they went through that too out there.
Did they?
Yeah. I knew some guys that went out there. And they were like, oh, my God. But anyway, all right, back to your reading.
Well, I got some really sweet insights to share with you, Erica. First of all, you're absolutely right about the one you're dating now. This is Mr. Right Now.
Yes.
You know what? He knows it, too.
And there's nothing wrong with
that. Kind of sharing some
there
time.
There is nothing wrong with that. Right.
Yeah.
Everybody's.
He could never keep up with you. Husband material.
Sure.
Because you are a real very energetic. He's got a lot of things like on an I want to call it, I don't want to say.
Is her plate quite full?
Well, like my bucket list makes it sound like
no,
she's 80.
No, I said she got a plate.
She is an active type of person. Now, is that true for you, Erica?
I am, yes. I'm always on the run doing something.
Yeah, I think Deb's saying you're not a cat.
And he's not on the same level with you. So it's good that, and he knows it, you know it, there's not going to be a heart.
Yeah, you know, nobody's making false promises. That's where it's bad.
But, the love of your life, your future husband, right now, he is going through, let's see, an emotional loss. He can't find the right one. She imagined that. Erica, he's looking at you, and he can't find you. But it will prevail.
Love is in the air.
It is. Not right now. Eventually, the two of you are going to meet. It's always, it seems, some really crazy circumstances. For instance, this is one I often use, and I feel it's going to be about you. You are not going to be looking your best. Running to the store, maybe for cleaning products, or going out for a quick jog, something like that, and you are going to meet your future husband. And you're going to think, oh, my God, this is a man that could never, ever look at, what was that? I hope you're okay. I see him as being really successful. There's a lot of success coming for him. I feel that he's going to have a very, God, I'm tongue-tied tonight. Remember, I see the vision of things. I have to find words to go with it, too. He's going to be intellectual, but not a drag. Okay, there's going to be a beautiful balance here. He's going to cheer you on in your life, and you're going to be his number one. If he, I mean, for instance, let's say, we're just saying, the lawyer, he wins a big case. She's going to be his number one who will share that success with him. He could be a doctor, Eric, or up and coming in the medical field. He'll be your very own McDreamy. Yeah.
You might not know what the hell
you
that
know,
means.
Like from Grey's Anatomy, if you know it, McDreamy. Yeah. And oh, we're going to have nothing but fun. The secret to happiness is simplicity. And the two of you are going to thrive on that. If you say, go ahead and you think, oh, let's do a romantic picnic out in the woods or in the and it starts raining like hell, you're going to spread the blanket, have it right there at home. So there's a lot of spontaneity, a lot of flexibility, and I tell you, he is sexy, but he's only going to have eyes for you.
Only have a
Jim, yeah. So, who's on a long-term absence with us, you used to talk about how you want to make sure that your future mate is a cooked turkey. And this man, yes, he's longing for love. He wants to find his lady, but he's still not. So we've got to give him a little more time. And the and life come in their own way and time. And I see that this will be a beautiful, and I've got to ask you, please call us again. We'll see more about you and him. And by the time the two of you meet, you're going to say to yourself, he's here he is.
Yeah, we actually welcome you to every single show we do.
If you've got a chance.
And we're not, we take the first, it doesn't matter if you've called 1,000 times, if it's the first call, we're not going to, you're going to be first.
Yes, right.
Just don't call more than one age show.
For everybody.
That's it.
I wanted to yes. know, when you see this, when do you see us meeting? Like, is it in a year, 5 years from now?
Well, I think Erica, it's, I think maybe by the first of the year. Good. So it's soon.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Your angel. Yeah.
Well, you know, call back and that can be dove into, however you want to look at it. We shall do our diving into more clearly.
Your angel card.
Yeah, your angel card reading. Subject, remember who you are.
Yep.
Archangel Michael.
That's it?
That's who they are. I mean, that, you got to do that.
Michael's a big dog.
Right. Man and God.
Yeah,
and you are a powerful, loving, creative child. Very loved.
And he's going to love the you.
Long time.
That you can just be yourself. So, Erica, I love
you. I was going to ask you why me, though. Like, what is so, what allures him to me or what?
All right. You know. But I'll just say right here, why you? Why not you? So now you have to call us back so so we can look into in your next reading. I'd love that. Here, honey, you're a doll.
Yeah, and we got to move on. We got to keep on moving. And real quickly, I wanted to give an international shout out to probably not here, Georgia, who wasn't, and maybe they couldn't stay long because it's a different time zone.
From
Northern Ireland.
International
shout out, maybe if you're not there, you can see the reason.
No, it's late for you.
And open up to our folks. We have to do this every so often. There are international folks that can't call in.
Yes.
We'll give a short little window. Anybody wants to messenger us now? Time. The clock is ticking. Okay, so wait a bit. Give the folks a chance.
And
don't worry, but the callers, don't worry. We're not kicking callers to the curb. We're just a little messenger.
And don't worry. We can extend our time.
And we only time we can is on our Monday show because it's news for
us. So if you'd like to speak to us on the show and you are calling from another country.
I'm looking at the call list. We plan on.
Here we go with
all right,
Laura.
So stand by.
Well, hello there, Laura. Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
You loud sound, and clear.
Yes, you sound wonderful.
Okey-dokey.
What?
Hey, guys.
We're on a roll tonight. We're doing pretty good.
We're rocking and rolling, dude.
How are you?
Yeah.
How are you?
I have a very important question. I need to know that would be better for me to move to another province if I get my settlement.
Ooh.
Okay.
Now, is that Canada a big move? Like,
yes.
Going from
British Columbia to Alberta.
Yeah, but their provinces are equivalent to our states on paper.
Yeah.
They're all gigantor.
Oh, they are.
Except for like one or two, yeah. They're all like, make Texas look like jokes. I mean, it's a big damn country.
It's beautiful too.
And their problem, 99% of them. There's one or two that are like not.
If you ever wanted to visit a country with awesome people, go to Canada. They are just.
Thank you.
Yeah, really.
Well, I can say that there's one part of Canada that I that impressed with.
What?
The little French side. They weren't that warm and receptive.
Oh, yeah, no.
Imagine that, yes. Yeah. You know what's funny? They reminded me of where they came from.
France.
France can be like that, too. Country, and they can be a little nose up in the air, too.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, let's not go down that road.
All right. I'm laying out your cards, Laura. By the way, your cards are improving from the first time that I've read them for you. A lot of hope coming through.
It's been a while.
And determination. You are going to find your happiness and your security. And, you know, you're not going to be just kicked to the curb by any old organization. I guess it would be a government, whatever. You are standing tall. Yeah. And you know what? Good for you. And yes, you know what moving will do? It's like going to close the book on that part of your life. You're going to open a brand new one, and it's going to have pages for you to fill, and you don't have to go back unless you want
reminisce. So this is not like we're going to get all metaphorical here.
Mm-hmm.
This is not closing a chapter, sorry, a new chapter in the same
book.
She's actually kicking that book off and starting a whole new damn book.
You betcha.
That's a big leap.
You just brought tears to my eyes when you said that.
Aw. Well, you deserve it.
I think it'll be good, too.
Sure.
It certainly will. And you are going to make a relationships that are going to feel just, I'm getting where I want to cry. It'll be just like making a new family.
Now everybody stop this damn cry.
Yeah, the cry.
Thank God, because I told you I lost my family. My sister died five years ago. They haven't spoken to me. So.
Well, honey, you're not alone. I have many...
Yeah.
Recipients and even myself.
Yeah.
I have issues with that.
Yeah. Life isn't the old.
I lost all my friends too.
Yeah.
Do you have a man in your life?
No.
But, well, once you move, it's stage is all going to change.
Well, it is a brand new book, Mike.
It is. And there's a man here for you.
Is he a mighty good
man? He's a mighty good
man.
All right. And your healing pole moves to that other because your future lies there.
Okay.
And he lies there. And it looks like you're going to, I mean, there's a work card here, but it doesn't mean you taking a job. It can mean you hiring him to cut down some, you know, trees, or there's just some work there. It could be a contractor.
Yeah, it could be real minor stuff.
Yeah.
Right? It doesn't mean like major.
I'm thinking about that because I'm going to buy the property and the home are half price in Alberta to BC.
Alberta.
I can afford to buy a little piece of land so I can start my animal rescue.
Nice.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Here's some Gordon Lightfoot. Alberta.
Is that a song of
it? Lightfoot song.
Okay,
so,
Jim.
You keep saying the tractor and the...
Yes.
That's funny.
And he is just going to be absolutely amazing for you. He looks future, so he has a very positive outlook. Doesn't come with a lot of drama at all. He's a guy that really would like to have a nice home and family. He reminds me of Erica's man, the girl that called before you, because they could be cut from the same cloth as far as what's in their heart. So,
new life.
Yes, and you're gonna work the past, especially the hurtful past. Not about. Well, you know, we have to at some point start our own branch of the family tree, and you're gonna.
Yeah.
So, honey, I'm with you all the way, and I reserve the right. I told you so. When you.
Thank you.
Okay, darling.
Well, Laura's always with us.
Yes.
So we know we will not lose touch with her.
You are a sweetheart.
Except the day she moves, because when you're on the road, the province says that's a little bit of a haul.
But you can.
Unless you're going border to border.
She can let us in advance so we can, you know, send out some energy to get a nice, easy move.
True that. All right, stand by.
My 30-year-old son's
going to
move with me, too.
Yes, I see that, actually. I see that. And
I'm praying he meets someone.
You know what? I see a baby coming for him. We'll talk about that in your next reading.
Okay.
All right. Here.
Stand by. Your angel card reading.
Oh. Yes.
Okay. Subject is outdoors, which is a pretty good subject for up there in Canada. No. Archangel Jophiel, go outside, get some fresh air, and connect with nature to relieve stress, gain new creative ideas.
I like it.
Wow, that's...
I came outside just to call.
Oh.
See, there you go. Yep. I'm Dean from northern Minnesota.
Right, love you guys. Yep.
Oh, love you.
Thank you for being patient.
Take care, honey, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All righty. Bye-bye. All righty.
Okie dokie.
Now, that's what I like, is somebody who is embracing the had that tonight.
Now, we've had a lot of people that have made lots of different things and just, and embraced it. All right. We got callers. Don't fret. We can extend the show one day a week that we cannot extend the show. It's Monday because it's on a different network.
Yeah.
For the show, we have the power. And we're not going to, like, take a call and say, oh, you don't get a reading, you know, because it's exactly, we're going to extend the show. Anyway. No further ado. We're going to go to area code 347, which is up in the great state of New York.
Yay. Hello there. Welcome to the show. And what is your name, please?
Hello.
Hi.
Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm doing fine.
I'm doing fine. Okay. Remember, there's a delay.
Yes. So, Linda, what's on your mind? What brings you to the show?
I want to know if I go back to where I used to stay, that I have a better opportunity of finding an apartment.
Okay, so she wants to know if she goes back to where she used to stay, if she'll have a better opportunity in an apartment.
Okay.
Very good specific question. Give us some more details. Put your cards out.
Be clear, do you mean out of the city or state?
Cross town. I mean, you know, more background will help.
No, it's more the same city. I lived with my mom, but I'm trying to move out.
Okay.
Where I used to stay, but I left. I wouldn't know if I go back.
All right, I got it. Okay, that's a great question. I have a question for you. When you stayed with these other people before the situation.
Say that again.
When you were thinking of going back to these people you stayed with before, was there an issue before while you did with your mom?
It was an issue because I had problems with like other people because we all were just trying to get out of place.
Well,
everybody was frustrated.
Yeah, it sounds very complex. Sounds like there's a lot of things going on here, and you're kind of just bouncing off walls. Screwed. You feel kind of screwed, it sounds like.
There's a lot of people in the state of New York who are very discontented, very unhappy, wanting what they have.
Well, and it sounds like, she eventually wants to get a place, but she needs a temporary place where people aren't, that you can live peacefully. And it sounds like she's having a hard time finding that peaceful place.
Did that work with the other friend?
That's what it did. She said, no, there was things going on. Made the move to live with her mom, but she's not back because ultimately her goal is to get to that place of her own.
And, Linda, that's a wonderful goal.
It is a good goal. Like, I mean, when you're bouncing around, when people are just making your life miserable, you can't deal with it so long before you go nuts.
There's much more opportunity. The only thing I would say is you can't go back to those people that you were with before. You'll be right in that situation.
And it might even be worse than before?
I do.
That's bad. Then.
But there are other friends around. I see a female roommate who would be perfect for her.
She just might not know you.
Right, doesn't know it
yet.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say yes and more opportunity, and you will be making a better income for your.
You said yes, as in she said, should she go back to that place she lives?
Go back to the place, but not to those people.
That's what you wanted to know.
Don't go back to those people.
And if you do, you better have a plan to escape.
Well, that's the truth.
And let them know, hey, I'm just going to be here for a while. You better have a quick plan because it doesn't sound like Deb's cards are saying it's not going
to be. But I'm also seeing, Linda, that it's important for you to separate living from your mother.
Yeah, that could be.
You need a place where you feel belongs to you.
Yeah.
And you will have, you need peace of mind. Your cards are showing this.
Sure, and we all know that when you live with any kind of relative, they can put a lot of strings attached. They can put a lot of emotional baggage. They can put stress. They say, well, you're living with me. I get to say whatever I want type of stuff, and I know that is nobody.
I want you to know, Linda, everything's going to turn out okay. All right? Just be a little patient, but I do feel like this move, there's more money coming into your life, which is great, and you will make better, higher
quality. Sure. Sometimes making that move opens other doors.
Oh, it does.
Even where you're at, you don't want that to be forever, obviously. You're looking for your own place. So.
An angel card.
All right. Stand by for your angel.
Yeah.
I like this one. I haven't seen this one forever. The subject is brilliant idea. Archangel Uriel. Yes, your idea is divinely guided. Please take action to bring your idea.
Yep, so keep your eye on the ball.
So you're right. You're right. You do have to make the move out of your mom's place. It's just you got to fight for landing.
And believe in yourself.
Yeah.
You're going to find the peace. The love, the happiness that you see.
I can tell she's very discouraged. Yeah, and I would be too, you know.
Well, call us up.
Yeah,
you can call every single show. And matter of fact, you should call every single show.
You really should.
Your reading will get better. You'll get more detail.
So we're going to look for your call.
All right, definitely. Follow
us. All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks for being patient.
Yeah. Yeah, see, that was method.
Yeah, that was
really,
and that was a very good question.
Mm-hmm.
Very important stuff.
And
all
now,
right.
Now she has been fortified knowing it's going to turn out.
She knows it's right. Now she knows that that plan with where she was before might not be a good plan.
It would not.
And I was wondering about that, too. That's why I asked about that, too. About the... But 504.
Hey.
Brianna, 504.
And who is on the line with
Hi, this is Kelly. This is my, I called the first time about, I think about 3 days ago, and just adore you guys. I just get goosebumps and just want to hug you both. I'm going to continue on with the same question and see about my income. In other words, am I going to be able to get a sizable income? But, what action do I need to take? Because I have faith and want to get out of the way, but I don't want to be inert, you know?
Right.
For that.
Now, refresh us just a little bit, Kelly. What was the situation?
Oh no! It was just the situation. I am unemployed, and I am looking for a part time, and I'm hoping that there's going to be some kind of income coming. And what do I need to do if there is? You said that there was something coming, but I just what action do I need to take?
Okay, good. And I've got a question. If you had a magic wand right now, and you could and make that part-time opportunity material, what would you like it to be? What would, do you have ideas?
Perfect scenario.
Yeah.
Well, it would definitely be not be in where I'm living now.
Understand.
I don't know. I don't have that answer. I mean, it would be something creative with support, though. That's what it'd be.
All right.
Support, with somebody to support me. Yeah. I don't
You'll
have the discipline
it.
Enough for art. Huh?
You'll know it when it rings your bell.
Right.
And
right.
It will.
Okay.
Wait, the cards are going down.
Are you the lady who's the artist?
I am learning to call myself an artist. Yeah, it feels like a scratchy coat, but it's there.
Well, and there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you're getting into the field, and there's some stuff you just don't get into, like being a musician, being an artist, being an act. You know, there's a lot of fields where you just don't get in. So I am. It's like you got to go through hail and high water to finally get there in some of those things.
Well, some of them really sacrifice a lot.
Oh, because there's a lot of competition. There's a lot of just a lot of obstacles. But you know what?
And yes,
my only challenge is myself. You know, I just want to be better for me, not compared. Yeah,
that's exactly what I was going to say.
You know, and that's if you think about it, 90, but like the majority of the people, they don't realize it, but it is their biggest challenge is themselves.
And we are all only decision away from a new life.
90% of the time we are, and we just don't know it.
So for you, Kelly, yes, that opportunity that was coming is there. And there's I said there was a man involved in the guy.
Was he also another mighty good man?
He was,
I'm not going to sing it this time. I don't want to kill anybody.
He has an idea that isn't going to come to fruition right now, but he's looking for key people, and you certainly fit that bill. And there is a part-time position coming for you, and it's going to be something you love. And I hear a lot.
It's going to be...
Go ahead. Oh, we dropped out.
It's going to be what?
Be something you love, and there's a lot of talk. You are a person who comes through as very gregarious, loves to talk, has a lot to say, and your art is going to reflect that. Now that may sound really vague and obscure, but it's what I'm seeing.
And it may be clear. Road.
Yes, and if you've been wanting to get out from where you live, you will make that happen, and you will be a lot happier.
She didn't mention that was part of her goal.
And the problem feel, Kelly, is you got people around you that, you know, they only want what's best for you, but they want you, like, Kelly, now for your own, blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah,
the,
blah.
The know-it-alls.
Yeah. They haven't got a clue what's, you know, your heart's desire.
See, when, you know, you're exploring a new field, yeah, and you're just coming up, you know.
You're right.
You just take it with a grain. When people give me advice like that, I'd be like, okay, thank you for your advice. Thanks. I'll think about it. I would be like, yeah, right.
I want to ask you quick here, what kind of art do you do? Are you into landscape? Do you do portraits?
Abstract?
Portraits.
And that sounds like that could be very lucrative.
And that's very tough.
Yeah, I would.
Nobody wants to pay. That's the problem.
Me being an idiot that does like one line diagrams, stick figure guy. Yeah, I have no artistic ability
and
whatsoever.
And also feeling very intently, intuitively, that you have some really awesome art for like illustrating, you know, for.
Mm-hmm.
For illustrations, the greeting card.
Oh, there's a billion little doors that could open up when you get into that field. Billions.
Right now you
like
don't
Carl
even
Sagan.
Have to know what
no.
you really want.
Worry about your immediate goals. Yep.
Try to just poo-poo the people around you. Yeah.
Stand by for your angel card reading.
Yes.
The subject is angel therapy. Archangel Raphael, give your cares and worries to us angels and allow us to take the burden.
Boy, I'll tell you, you do that, they're going to lead you.
A lot of issues. I mean, everybody does. We're human beings. You're getting into a new, we got a lot. You're like, we're our own worst enemies. Am I going to make it? Am I going to make it? Make it? Angels take care of all the things you're worried about and just go forward. March forward.
Smartly
march forward.
Kelly, you're going to find a feather and it's going to confirm to you that they are with you and become your own feather on the wing. The position is right there, boom, right there in front of you. And it's got that three clubs attached, which means it's coming right at you. You don't have to worry about missing it or the right place at the right time. It's coming to you.
Okay.
Yes, and I think
I'm making the bubbles. So I'm letting them connect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Do that.
Good.
Very good.
And be a frequent caller to get more updates on that. Call us every show. Call us every single show. We have no issues with that.
Kelly, if you email me and anybody else, if you email me, I will give you guided meditations. Yes.
Oh,
that you can use, help you find your place, your calling to attract what you want. Other man, they're really good. I didn't make them. They came from the metaphysical university I attended. The only restriction is I can share them, but I'm not allowed to sell them. So if you would like some, if anybody out there would like some, very, very, they're powerful visualizations in terms of meditation. Email me.
Okay.
Deborah@ psychicclub.com. It will be my pleasure to share it with you. So
you guys
what
are so kind. Thank you.
I gave her angel card.
Yeah, please stay in touch. We can't wait to celebrate with you when you find your place.
I will.
All right, hon. All
right.
Thank
you. Hug.
Oh, I'd love to hug you, too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping.
If I'm living my dream, and I am, you can live yours.
And
believe me, people laughed at me for years. Oh, you're never getting out of this, you know, godforsaken tundra. You think you're going to have your own. And you're going to have people that are going to listen to the radio. Oh, please. And I just like
All righty. Let me line up the next caller.
Sounds good to me.
I've extended the show so the folks that are online getting worried that the show's about to end.
So don't run away.
not about to end, so do not fret. Fret nothing. All right. Ooh, I know where we're going here. Let's make sure I get the right person because they don't put them in order.
I'm all ready.
We're going to area code 254, the great state of Texas. 254 is the next caller.
Texas, welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Gabby again.
Well, hi, Gabby. How are you? And I have you.
Welcome back.
I've just been super duper busy. But I forget you, okay?
Okay, that's fine. Just take your time.
How are things going?
It's been the same. I talked to my brother today. He's doing fine.
That's good. As long as the two of you hang in there.
Yeah, I want to see him this year before the end of the year, before he gets adopted, but I don't know if it's going to happen because he lives in Houston, and I live in Steubenville, which is 2 hours away from Dallas-Fort Worth, so I'm like a little like unsure about it.
Oh, well, is that what you'd like me to look at if
Dallas,
you will see him?
Yeah, I want to take a vacation. That's what I was going to ask about, like, to my question, but I think I can wait on that. But I'm really anxious to get a vacation. I just need to get away and just have some fun.
Hey, Gabby.
But I want to see the Dallas house, like the South Fork.
And how old is your brother?
13.
Aw.
Oh, those are formative years.
Yeah,
we're 18 years apart.
Wow, that's quite a gap.
That is a gap.
I was a junior in high school when he was born. I was a junior.
Wow. Now, Gabby, wouldn't you be able to become a guardian?
I'm my own guardian, but I don't think I can take care of him because he has special needs, like autism and ADHD and everything like that.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So I feel like it's better if he had a family than just having me take care of him because I don't like, because I take care of him all his life. So when my mom was in my on drugs or alcohol, I was taking care of him and make sure he gets to school, make sure he was eating. I didn't do a great job, I'll say that, but I tried.
Hey, that's all that matters.
Yeah, you were not mommy.
Yeah.
You gotta do,
you
know.
You know, caregivers often really beat themselves up.
And you are in high school, typically much worse.
I want to tell you, you will be moving. There is a new home coming for you in the not too distant.
Oh, that's always nice.
Which is going to be very nice. As far as now, what is his situation? Is he in a home or is he in a foster home?
Yeah, foster care or relative.
Well, he's in a residential care because like in Houston. So I think it's like Kensington care. But this is like the second or third home he's been like moved to. And I've been in group, and this is my second group home. I lived here in like 2 or 3 years. I'm going to have a staffing, which is like a checkup on seeing
yep.
like how you are and now or how you're going to get to like a smaller house. Because I'm in a big house.
Gabby, are they helping you to achieve independence and to make a living for yourself, moving forward toward a life of your own?
I did talk to the Texas workforce 1 month ago, but I haven't heard anything back. But they're so busy with, like, other, because, like, they're running short on staff. So it's, like, they're trying to get people, like, in and out of, like, homes and everything like that. But I don't think they're trying with
Absolutely.
Me.
Well, the system is really overrun. There's, you know, in need and so little to help. But I want you to know there is light at the end of this tunnel for you. Now, your brother, it says to me that you need to make arrangements in advance. It's going to be impossible to pull it off. You got to, you know, look it, we're in August. The end of the year is really coming.
Yeah, everybody's like, yeah, whatever. It's like, yeah.
But I do believe that you are going to be able to, and I feel at some point in the future, through your writing, is your dream, is it not, to be a professional writer / script author? I mean, all those, you're so creative.
Yeah, the next Shonda, Tyler, Agnes Nixon.
Boy, you just keep the mind as your mentors, your, you know, guiding stars for you. And it's coming. And when there is a day coming also that you have your brother and be able to provide the care he needs, he'll be with you. And if you're interested, you will actually have a family with a husband and other children if you'd like. My heart say to me, the sky is the limit.
Do you know what he looks like, or is that too much to ask?
No, but I'm going to just give you a little, because we got so many people waiting.
Yeah.
Okay, he is very cute. Like, you know, handsome, but in a cute way. Kind of
like a boyish.
Yeah,
adorably cute.
Kind of like how Denzel Washington always looked so cute.
Well, a lot of them when they were young before they turned super handsome.
Chris Rock.
A lot of them. I mean, you know, worrying. Like Brad Pitt when he was super young. He wasn't like manly
yet.
Yeah.
Boyish, good look. Very talented. I think he's going to be in this too. But it looks like maybe more of a director or handling. The sets. I mean, there's a lot here that he's going to be very sad. It's a beautiful future ahead. You know what's here? A little bit of homework for you, honey, before we go to your angel reading. Write down sometime and write the life that you want. Okay, write not just like an essay, the scene. Like, say something to the effect that they all sat down to dinner and it was your future husband's favorite entree. Like,
a lot of time when people write books, they don't start from the beginning. Sometimes they start piecing the middle and then they tie them together.
Yeah.
I'm not a novelist, but I've heard that.
Pretend you're Shonda and you start, this is the very first scene of the very show.
If you want to go screenplay.
Yeah.
Right. It depends on what you want to do. Right. All right.
And then I want you to write exactly the way that you want it to be for you. And then I would love to if you would share it with me. Now we're going to your angel card.
For your angel card reading. And I know you can't call back every time you wish you can, but we try every time you can.
We're so glad you got through today.
Yes. Stand by. Your heart in card reading subject is patience, and it is from Pedro Jofael.
Yes.
Your dreams are blooming more rapidly than you think. Still, they need nurturing and patience.
That's right. So keep nurturing.
So you may be on the right road, but the finish line is nowhere near sight yet. You just got to keep rolling. Keep on it.
That's right. Don't let anybody in the background take you away from
so to
dream.
Speak.
All right.
You know what we mean.
So, Gabby,
I wish I could donate for you, but I don't have any money.
Honey, it's
there is no. We don't expect any kind of dinero from these shows.
Absolutely not. And, sweetheart, we just want to see you happy.
I see you call back every single show that we have, if you can. We have but every show you can, please do so.
And today they're going to call your name during the Emmys, and you're walked up there.
Or some other show.
And we're going to say, hey, we know her. And people around us will say, you don't.
There's a lot of award shows that are very prestigious based, and they don't get that kind of attention, but it doesn't matter.
It's about getting that Emmy.
There's a lot of writing stuff that goes on out there that doesn't make it easy.
Yeah.
Anyway,
thank you.
Thank
darling,
you.
I love hearing from you. Take care, Keith.
Thanks. You too. Bye.
Good luck to you, and please call us again.
Bye-bye.
Okie dokie. Let's go to our next caller. I got to find the money. They all juggled up. There it is. We're going to area code 678, Peach State, Georgia. 678. You're the next caller.
Hey.
Hey,
hello, you guys. Hi, this is Jalen.
Hey, Jalen was
hello.
Jalen was here on Facebook saying hello. Loving her Facebook stuff.
Glad to hear from you.
We got a special little heart to our folks that are on Facebook too at the same time because they watch us. They can see the cards go down. They get that better experience.
So, Jalen, what's on your mind?
We're not.
Okay, so I've been talking to you guys about me getting another job.
Yeah.
And now that I finally found one, I found another one. I want to know, because truthfully, I'm having kind of second thoughts about leaving my job now. I'm going to leave, but you know how you just kind of have second thoughts. Maybe just the fear of walking into something new. Maybe that's what it is.
Sure.
So I would like to know the energy behind this new job. You know, what is energy like in the office? Something like that.
Yep. Great question.
Have you accepted it? As, you know,
I did.
Okay.
All right.
I did. I'm going through the background check screening process now.
Have you given notice to the job you're currently?
I have not because I need to get a date first, a final date.
Okay. So, roger that. So you don't go through the other process and they give you a thumbs up. Understood.
Right.
I wonder if you remember way back when you first started calling to the show, you were nervous about the job you're in now. You remember?
I was. Yes.
And now look at how comfortable you are. You've grown into that position. You know, it's been something you've been for some time, but is your drive now to make more money? To have
it is. For sure.
And that's always important. Okay, well.
But this job came out of the blue. I wasn't even really expecting it.
Well, that's how the best things come. And I just wanted you to remember how that felt. You were so nervous and unsure. And look,
yes.
You've grown. So that was
right.
quite a
it
problem.
It really happened exactly the way you said it would, so. Kudos to you. Thank you so much.
She's going to love this. You are sure aware how I love the designation in it's called Sure to Come True. And that is exactly where your query of the cards fell, right into that. And I'm going to say it looks fantastic for you. Absolutely fantastic. You are now going to be climbing. It's like a staircase, not to heaven, but it's a staircase to more prosperity. There's definitely progress there for you. There's opportunity. There's a new relationship, if you want, available.
No, I have
there.
A relationship, so.
Well, I'm just saying, remember, life is a of opportunity. And
I know.
Our partners remember that too. That you know they need
right.
to kind of lose a little bit. Because we're from all sorts of folks that potentials along the way. But for you, oh my God, this came directly to you in a strong serendipity. And you
right.
are really going to love it. And I usually don't tell people how I'm going to feel, but I've been reading for you for so long. Mm-hmm. Yes. And
Georgia.
The rewards Georgia. Are just immeasurable. So I
awesome.
Can't.
Awesome. I'm so excited. Yeah.
I can't be here for you. I really, really can't. So we're going to give you an angel card, but hunt forward with a
okay.
confident foot. This is your moment, and I love it for you. Can't wait to talk to you after you've started this job. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll be talking to you guys again, so I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, yes. All for you. It's got your name So I love it. Yes, go forward. Go enjoy this.
Thank you. Thank you both.
An angel card for you.
We do have an angel card reading, and I'm not happy with it. Prosperity.
Oh, that's a good one.
Archangel Ariel, your material needs are provided. Follow your intuition.
Woohoo! Yes.
Manifest your dreams into reality.
Yes.
I'm not happy with
one. Love it.
Being attacked and I'm being shut out. Let me see something.
Everybody, thank you, Jalen. Good luck to you. Be in touch.
Thank you.
Everybody,
I will be.
Thank you guys.
Have a good evening.
Yes, and bye-bye. You too. Everybody else going to have some really big technical problems. I think we're going to call it. And we hope that you will jump in first in Friday. We'll be on. I'm available at google.me.
I have-